Hi everyone, happy Monday. You know what today is? Today marks day one of our breakthrough challenge. Day one, all I want you to do is start with today, focus on today, focus only on today, and crush today. You're going to start by putting your photos, your accountability photos, in our week one album in the VIP Facebook group page. So you will be taking these photos, weigh yourself, okay? Because I want to have something for you to be able to go by at the end of the 6 weeks. We're going to not only judge by results, not so much on the scale, but results that we see, but how you feel and how you overcome challenges, how you break through that mindset telling you something, how you overcome those bad habits, and how you take on new, good, exciting, amazing habits. So keep that in mind. The results, the winners are going to be judged on not just before and after photos, but it's the whole shebang. And that's why I have you include a testimonial at the end of the 6 weeks. So today, capture your photos. Rule number one, you want to make sure that every week your photos are being taken in the same location, same lighting, same outfit. Okay, that is very important. So take your photos today, post them up in the group album, which I will pin at the top of our Facebook group page. This is to hold you accountable throughout the challenge. We're going to take it one day at a time. You guys, remember that. We're not looking at, oh my gosh, I have 6 weeks. You're just going to take it one day at a time. And before you know it, one week will be down, two, three, and you're going to be at 6 weeks. Completely changed, completely transformed, and have broken through habits. Now, with that being said, we're going to roll this right into this week's mantra. This week's mantra is breaking through bad habits and creating new amazing habits. So analogy, you know how I always love my analogies. A couple weeks ago, we had a mantra of taking it one more rep. And the whole point of that was, if you were doing 10 reps of something, I wanted you to do one extra rep. If you were doing 5 minutes of something, I wanted you to do one extra minute. If you're doing 30 laps in the pool, I wanted you to do one extra lap. I just wanted you to do one extra, whatever that is. And before you know it, that one extra is going to become just something that you do because it becomes a habit. So now we're fast forwarding about, I don't know, maybe that was 2 months ago we had that mantra, and I was just swimming and I was done. I was done with the amount that I had set myself up to do. 30 laps, done. Time was up. I was ready to go. Getting out of the pool, put my kickboard on the top, the edge of the pool, had my hands at the top. I was ready to lift myself up, and in my head said, Gina, one more lap, one more lap. And I sat there and I was like, should I? And I said, yes, you have to do it because you created that habit. Now it has just become a part of, it's almost like a game I play with myself where I do one extra lap. So even though I set myself up to do 30, I do 31, or actually 32 because it's there and back. So these little habits are, you don't realize that we're creating these habits, but you're creating amazing habits just by doing things day after day. And after 3 weeks, you're going to find it's going to become a habit. It. And then after 6 weeks, this is going to be just a part of your life. So waking up with a positive mindset, waking up and getting in your breakfast, this is just going to become habit. And that is when we call this a lifestyle. So that is how we are going to create new habits. Now, what about breaking those bad habits? So here's another little story and something you may not have known. So when I was pregnant with both of my kids, I took on this habit of getting up in the middle of the night. Now, mind you, I didn't think it was a habit at the time because I felt like I was hungry and my baby needs food. So I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would have a shake and I would have oatmeal. Yes, every single night. It would be midnight, two in the morning, sometimes 4 a.m. It was whenever I woke up, but I would every single night, I probably would say 99% of the nights, I would wake up and I would give in to this ritual of having my shake and having my oatmeal because my baby was talking to me. Well, Fast forward now, 5 years later, two pregnancies, I found that this has become a habit. And for the past 5 years, I was waking up in the middle of the night to eat. Yes, something you didn't know about me, did you? Now, obviously, you know my shape, my form, my everything. I'm consistent. I pretty much stay consistent year-round, hit or miss with some ups and downs. But as you see, that one meal in the middle of the night didn't really hurt me. But I found myself one day saying, you know what, Gina, this is totally a habit. Like, are you really, truly hungry when you're waking up in the middle of the night? Or is this just something that you've trained yourself to do? And I mean, if I'm really hungry, I'm not going to not eat. But I just was curious if this was truly something that my body needed and was craving, or if this was something that I have just created over time, making this a habit that has just become a habit over time. It's just become part of what I do. It's like your body just wakes up at 6 a.m. every day because that's what you've been doing for the past however many years. I was waking up in the middle of the night and eating this meal. So I just put myself to the test a couple months ago and I said, you know what? I'm not going to do this. Now, if I'm hungry, by all means, I'm going to go and I'm going to have something. But I just was going to test myself and really dig deep within myself to say, are you hungry? Or are you just mentally hungry and you're waking up because this is a habit? So I found out that it was, sure enough, just as I thought, this was a habit I was doing night after night after night, waking up to eat something, thinking that my body needed it when really it was just a habit I had created from my pregnancy. So I have broken that habit and I sleep all through the night. I don't wake up. I've retrained my brain. I've retrained my body. It is something that I have broken through. And that is what is going to happen to you these next 6 weeks and into the new year. I want you to break these habits. I want you to think to yourself, is this a habit? Is this a habit? Is this something I'm doing because I'm just so used to doing it? Like, you know, at night, maybe you have that little piece of chocolate. Guaranteed, you don't need that chocolate, but you're so used to having it every night after dinner. So much of what we do are just habits. How come when we leave our house, we leave our routine and we travel, suddenly that we don't crave that piece of chocolate after dinner? Because we're not in the same routine. We're not in that same mindset. So I want you guys to think about this week as we kick off our challenge, as we kick things off and continue into the new year, to really assess the things that you do and understand from a really deep level. Give things some thought. There's some one thing that you do throughout this challenge is really digging deep within yourself to really break through these things that you don't realize where they're coming from, okay? So dig deep within yourself when you find yourself doing something and ask yourself, is this a habit? Is this a habit that I'm doing just because it's a ritual and it's just kind of become a habit? Or is this something I'm doing because I truly need it, want it, craving it, my body needs it, I'm feeling malnourished or whatever it may be? So think about it. Okay, so this week, kicking off our incredible breakthrough challenge, we are breaking through those old habits that do not serve you, and we are introducing new habits that will forever serve you and lead you closer to your goals. And it all starts today. It all starts today in this moment. Every single choice that you make today is going to set the tone for the challenge and for the rest of the year. So I am so, so excited. We have incredible coaches here to help coach you through. We have our weekly Q&As if something needs my specific attention. We're going to rock this challenge. We are going to break through those old habits, create new lasting habits, and I cannot wait to see your incredible results at the end of this 6 weeks. So have the most amazing day. Are you with me? If you're with me, I want you to comment below. I want you to post in the Facebook page that you listened to this, you heard me, and you're going to dig deep within yourself to really establish and break the bad and establish the good. So here we go. We're off to the races one day at a time. Let's do this. Have an amazing day, everyone.